Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 14th, 2005. Today's message is titled, The Power of Encouragement. A rather unusual scripture text today, taken from the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verse 4. The soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. One of my all-time favorite movies is It's a Wonderful Life. We have a family custom of watching this movie together during the Christmas season. It's amazing to me how well done the classic movies are without swearing, violence, and sexual scenes. Essentially, if you're not familiar with this movie, the main character, George Bailey, runs a small building and loan association in Bedford Falls. But it barely survives, in part due to George's generosity and kindness to others. He's always threatened by the movie's chief antagonist, greedy old Henry F. Potter, who wants to drive George out of business for financial control of Bedford Falls. The movie opens with a scene of prayers rising to heaven for George, who is discouraged to the point of despondency and suicide. The angels discussing the situation call on a junior angel named Clarence, who has yet to earn his wings, to go to Earth to encourage George. Much of the movie is an overview of George's life, provided to help Clarence understand George in order to help him. There's one early scene that always touches me. When Clarence is first called in, he's told that George is in trouble, and he asks, "Is he sick?" The senior angel says, "No, it's worse than being sick. He's discouraged." Now, certainly, I don't vouch for the theology in the movie, as the Bible doesn't teach that angels earn their wings, or worse yet, that they are humans that have previously died. But I believe there is great power in the prayers ascending to heaven for people who are in need, and I know how debilitating discouragement can be. Very likely, some of you listening to this today are discouraged. Consider with me the daily text. It's a rare verse, but it's very interesting. The soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. The people of Israel had come out of Egypt in great fanfare, but soon they encountered difficulty and began their grumbling. In the context of the daily text, they had been wandering for some time and were much discouraged because of the way. We can also become discouraged because of the way, for a variety of different reasons. The Israelites certainly had not expected what they encountered, and likewise we find that life often has twists and turns on the way we had not expected. Today I especially address those of you who are much discouraged. God loves you today, and so do many others, I am sure. Keep your faith. God will make a way, and He will be with you always. And you can be assured, your life does matter. Well, I'm preparing these messages from California. I'm visiting my brother for several days out here. He lives in the San Francisco area. And today I'm looking out of his apartment to the Pacific Ocean. It's a beautiful view, quite different than the normal Lancaster County farmland I usually look to. Brooks Ian and I had hoped to collaborate on this ministry. Even while I was gone, I was to send her an email. She was to read it and prepare a prayer, as she typically does and shares verbally. She was going to write that prayer back to me, send it back to me through an email, but for some reason we don't have... The internet does not work on the computer back in Lancaster County. So I did read it to her, and we prayed together for each one of you. I hope you have a blessing today, and I hope you stay encouraged.